Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Chof Aleph in the second parak in the Seches Ksubis. I wanted to start with a sugya on daf Chof. Important sugya. The braisa towards the bottom of daf Chof. Ton Rabbanu. It's actually on 10 lines from the bottom. Ton Rabbanu. Koisav l'medusha al-ashtar u'med olel afilu la'achar kama shonim. The braisa says the person could write down either something that he saw. He could write it down. Koisav al-ashtar u'med olel afilu la'achar kama shonim, and he could be made on that afil achak hamashon, many years later. Amrav Huna v'hu shezoich me'atzmai. Rav Huna explains the braisa. V'hu shezoich me'atzmai. He has to remember it himself. V'yechonom afil ein zoich me'atzmai. Let's see the Rashi here. Rashi says as follows. Koise vodom. Rashi says, "Imav so uhu aid bidavon." He was designated as an aid on concerning something. V'yori l'shoykhai, and he's afraid that he'll forget the topic, forget the specifics, the protim. Koise ve'achtiches klaf u'matzniya. So the shtar that the Gemara is talking mentions over here. Rashi says that this is Chatifas Klaf Umatznia, which is an important point. Rashi mentions over here. We'll see in a moment. So you can write it down. Umeizuk Rashi Api Oisik Sav Filach Kamashonim. Now, what does it mean that he's being made Api Oisik Sav? So on that is the machloikis. Omer Avuna v'hu shezoicha me'atzmai. So Rashi shezoicha me'atzmai b'loy ri'as ashtar nizkak tzas me'idusoi me'elof. That without the shtar helping him, this point later on that he's being made concerning this topic, he has to remember concerning the topic without the help of the shtar at all. If he still remembers in general about the edus, then he could use the shtar to help him. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afal pi she'ein zoicha ma'atzmoi." So Rashi, "Afal pi she'ein zoicha ma'atzmoi elu la'acha sheroye b'shtar." When the Gemara says that even though he doesn't remember it by himself, Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan means to say that initially he doesn't recall. Rav Huna holds that you need to have an initial recollection before the shtar could help you at all. If you still have in your mind concerning the topic, then you could look into the shtar and the shtar could help you. We'll see what that means. Rabbi Yochanan says that's not sufficient. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that that's not necessary. That's not necessary. Even though Yitaka have no recollection at all before the shtar, but if you look in the shtar, v'nizkar, and then he remembers. Shloi nishtakach mimeno kolkach. That this that he had forgotten about it was not to the extent kirin lo nizkar, that when he's reminded about it, he remembers. So Rashi, avle ena nizkal gamri loy. If he doesn't remember at all, then he would not be able to be made to give over what he personally wrote down in the shtar. He knows he wrote it, but he doesn't recall at all the topic. That would not help as a distraction. Okay, so this is an important fundamental point over here, that in Eidus, there's a halacha of Mipim Vlamim Piksovim, that the Eidus has to come from the idea of the Eid themselves. The Eid has to have his own personal knowledge about what he's being made. Vlamim Piksovim. Akoponim, this includes this halacha, might be another halacha in that also, maybe as far as sending something in. But we're talking about over here that he's being made al peh. He is giving over the information to Beis Din. And the issue over here is that how does he himself know the information? So Zagrashi, right?
You can follow what the Rav said about the sending things in.
That's a different topic. If let's say a person can't make it, he can't make it to the hearing, uh-huh. Right? So he sends an email, mm-hmm. Right?
But he for sure remembers,
right? Mm-hmm. Right.
An affidavit.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's a different point, which that's also might be a problem. But we're discussing right now that he himself is being made al peh. He's there. He's saying over the Eidus, and the issue over here is that how does he know this Eidus?
And is this memra would capture both cases? Is that the way you understand it? That the Chazal said this memra of the Pim
the Dim of Pim Psavim? Yeah, I think so. It includes both things. This is what and right now we are talking about this aspect of it. That exactly. How do they know it? BPM let me pick some means that if the Eidus that the Eidma are saying this that they have presently, they have the knowledge is only based on what they saw. That's a problem of me pick some, similar to the idea of Eid me Pied, right? That if you got your information from a different aid, right? So that kind of idea is not sufficient. It doesn't have a teres eidus in Beis Din. It's so too that even if you're getting it from your own personal ksav, but if there's no present recollection on it. Then it's also the problem. The premium life makes seven. So therefore, we're discussing over here definitely that at the point the person is saying it off to Beis Din, he recalls, and the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan is that to what extent can he rely on the shtar? Definitely on this piece of paper that reminded him, or we'll see, right? You see in the Gemara, right? Whatever's reminding him. It's not really. It doesn't even have to be necessarily his personal reminder. So Rav Huna holds that he has to have some kind of recollection in his mind about this topic, even before he looks at the shtar. If that's still in his memory. Concerning that, then he could look at the shtar, and the shtar could help him out. Now, I would think that according to everyone agrees that whatever you're getting from the shtar, right, even though this maybe you could be mistopic about, so maybe I'll speak it out like that before making a decision like this, is that there definitely is machlekes of Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Whether initially he has to remember about the topic before the shtar helps him out, right? Rav Huna says that no, if he doesn't remember anything before looking at the shtar, even if as a result of the shtar that will help him recall, mm-hmm. you know, get going, then that's not sufficient. Bechanan holds that even if he has mamash has no recollection at all, by looking at the shtar, that's what gets his memory going. Then that's maspik. If after he looks at it, then he taka remembers. You know, it just helps him remember. Now, according to Rav Huna, and Rav Huna says that you need to remember before. Right? So, according to Rav Huna, how much could you rely on the shtar for step two? Step two. So, mitzad echad, it looks like according to Rav Huna, he's the one that's being machmir over here, and he's saying that you have to have more of a recollection. So, on the one hand, you would think that therefore that he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that whatever you're getting from the shtar, you have to remember it subsequently, right? That's one possibility over here, right? So he holds that if you don't remember anything before, then nothing will help you at all. But if you do, then you click on the shtar, and if the shtar helps you remember, then you could say, hey, this Rabbi Yochanan says that even if you didn't remember anything initially, but if there's a recollection based on, due to the shtar, then that's sufficient to be made. That's one possibility. Another possibility in Rav Huna is that he requires that you have to have that original recollection, but what you're getting from the shtar, that could be even without the recollection.
I mean, like a typical example would be that you remember a loan took place, but you don't remember the amounts, right?
Okay.
So are we saying that you can't use the shtar to remember the amounts? I mean, that, you know, like the person has to remember it was, you know.
I think so.
You go, was it Rav Huna or even Rav Yochanan?
I guess Rav Huna, right? Rav Yochanan, we said he can enhance his memory with the shtar. He just has to remember.
But you have to remember that. Who are you talking? You're talking in...
Oh, okay. I'll ask you who am I talking
let's
about.
Let's hear again.
Let me ask the Rav who I'm talking about.
Well, I'll speak out of case. Let's say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a guy comes in and he says, on this date, and he looks in his journal, and he didn't remember anything. He looks in his journal, oh yeah, I do remember now that you came in. And he remembers that these two people came in, but he didn't remember the exact date, and he didn't remember the exact amount. He taco remembers they came in, but he doesn't remember, except for that he wrote it down, the date and the amount, he doesn't remember from himself, other than the fact that it's written there. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he could be made on the people. I know there was a loan from this person, that I remember. I remember they came in.
Okay, right.
But he would have to say, but I don't, you know, all I have, I don't remember the amount or the date other than what's written here.
So would that get him anywhere?
So you're saying he couldn't be made on those parts. That's saying he couldn't use that ksav.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
I mean, is it date no gay? Right?
Well, to take from Lukuchos.
So we're not talking about,
regardless, this is the shtar, this is Mil Valpeh, right? At best. So.
Oh, well, and Tosfos says that if you have a Mil Valpeh, you can also be gofer from Lukuchos. All right, anyway, yeah? Maybe that's a Machlokas fun. So let's say the date doesn't have, isn't... I mean, I don't know if it's Tosfos. Somewhere I saw that you could be Gova Milva Alpay from Lukuchos.
But it could be relevant to know when the due date is, right?
The Stam Milva is 30 days.
Let's say something like that, or whatever. Uh-huh, okay, right? That's an important piece of information, right? That you need to know, right? Right, even if that was all true, but the right that Levi could say, you know, okay, you know, you're right, but you gave me 5 years, whatever.
For Zomamim, I don't know, is that the...
Wow.
For Eidim Zomamim, I guess you need a date, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But anyway, from our point of view, for our issue is you have to each particular detail that you remember from yourself you can testify on, and any particular detail that you only see in the writing you can't testify on. That's what
I would think. That's what I thought. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Now,
I would guess that not too many Edom would work then for. Right? I mean, a banker that's dealing with hundreds of loans, to remember a loan happened is one thing. To remember the details of the loan,
find a guy who's not an aide very often. He'll remember it more better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe on the contrary, that this is what he does, right? You know, he's an aide. It would seem to get the feeling that there was such thing as certain people who would sign. So that's the idea of Kim Chasimus. Who knows what someone else's signature is, right? Whoever looks at someone else's signature, right? Today definitely. But in the old days when we used to write checks, So it would sound like there was such a thing. You know, people were more in tune. Maybe certain people. So what I was wondering over here is that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that Rashi says that. According to Rav Huna, the information that you're getting from the shtar, that's not so clear in the Rashi, right? Rashi doesn't speak out this point that information that you're getting husha zoych, right? So you know the general idea, and then you're getting information from the shtar. Getting the information from the shtar, does he require that you remember everything, and the shtar just helping you remember? Or according to him, his din is that you have to know. Before, without the shtar, but once you know by yourself without the shtar, then the shtar can help you even if you don't remember it. Right? That's what I wanted to know. Initially, I was saying that I would think that Rav Huna is being machmer over here, and his requirements are greater. So that's why I originally thought that whatever Rav Yochanan requires, he requires. Now, that was the original thought, but one could still be mistopic and say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan, being that everything is coming from the shtar, so that's why he requires that he remembers it by himself. But according to Rav Huna, that he has a recollection even without looking at the shtar, then the shtar is just helping him. Figuring out the problem, so maybe that would be sufficient. I thought you could that maybe Yesh l'histatik about. Could just an initial sophic, not necessarily a registered sophic over here. That these sugis are very very. Wide and deep, sugis over here. So I can't say that sufficient research was done properly over here. I just open it up for those who have the ability to look further. Okay, so this is so again. So the Braisa tells us a halacha of Kaisav Medusa and Ashtar Meiro Leho. Now we were Medayek in Rashi, and this is an important point, because what's the concept of a shtar? the point that we mentioned before, right? You know, sending in Edis Bechsav. Why doesn't Shtar have that problem? And even this over here, a Shtar, are we interested or concerned that the Edim themselves remember what they're made on?
How are you understanding Shtar at this point? Sorry.
No, so I'm just pointing out like this is that l'chora, if there's such a requirement, so how does a Shtar work? Now the truth is that when we ask this question, so we have one point from what our Gemara is working with, that if there's such a halacha that Edim could only. We can only accept their edus if they remember, right? So when someone brings in a shtar, the edim are not here. So how do we know that the edim remember? Right? Are we like assuming that the edim is that sufficient?
But a shtar, you don't need the edim.
Okay, right. So that's what we're getting at. Aside from that you have this. They have this other point. That mipim le mipik solom, right? The other thing that we mentioned before, that we have to hear from the Edom themselves, not through a different means. Oh. So this would seem to suggest, right? It's an initial lishonim about this. More well-known mahalach in this is that the shtar is a different capacity. Shtar is taka something else, and therefore shtar is not subject to these issues over here. Shtar is a power on its own. If it's done properly, and that's the deek that in this Rashi over here, that even though the Raisa uses the word shtar, Rashi makes the point that what we're talking about over here is just chetiches klaf. That's all this is. This is not it. It's not. It doesn't have a Torah shtar. If someone will create a shtar, then shtar has its own abilities. Shtar is in itself a power of Edus. But that's Kipchuta how we would understand over here, right? That there's a concept of a shtar, and we're not working with a shtar over here. This is simply a maskeres, like the Gemara. The Gemara talks about. That and really any way how someone's reminded, someone else could remind them also, right? As far as this is concerned, so if we're working with that ashtar, so that's the sugi over here, that how much a person has to know on his own without the mazkeres, and subsequently, even after he's reminded, that. He has to, he has to have it in his mind himself. And that's what the Gemara says. Omer Rabbi Shmuel mid Rabbi Yochanan, Hani Beit Shrei Diyadi Saduso, Umin Shichad Minayu, Mitkachad Lechavrei. That Zot the Gemara that one could remind someone else. They have two Edim, and one forgot, and they want to be made right now. So one could remind the other. Shema mina mirabi yechanam. When you say Shema mina mirabi yechanam, in the Chor, the what the Gemara is saying is that the friend over here could play the role as the klaf over this. It really should have the the same conditions according to Rav Huna, according to Rabbi Yechanan, whatever it is. Shmamin and Rabbi Yechanan is it necessarily from a Rabbi Yochanan per se, back upon him, that.
He's saying as long as he remembered a little bit of himself and his friend comes to remind him the details, even according to Rav Huna.
Right. I'm thinking more is talking out since Halacha we passed like Rabbi Yochanan, so that's why the Gemara is saying like that, possibly. So in the Chanami, it's not limited to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, let's say that if he doesn't remember at all, right? But the concept that the Gemara is following through from the Braisa to here would follow. Zok the Gemara boil who atzmoi mai. The atzmoi over here is Rashi in bal din atzmoi mazkiroi ad shenizkar mai. If the one that's relevant, this Edus to, let's say he's the one who reminds the aid. Atzmoi mai. Rav Chiva Omar afilu atzmoi mai bread. Rav Ashi Omar atzmoi loy. Omar chleikis. Whether he could be the reminder, v'hilchas ha'atzmei loy. However, v'itzu m'rabbonon hu afilu atzmei. The more it makes a difference, and you find such a thing in the Gemara when it comes to a level of honesty. When things are fine pointed, is a tzuv rabbanon afilu atzmai zokt Rashi v'tzuv rabbanon hu ha'ed afilu atzmai shel baldin the tzuv rabbanon ilav dechiram yanav she midkar shapir lehava somach aspeik lemekem vasude. So the more would be mashma like this, is that if it's not a tzuv rabbanon, then there's a concern whether he'll be made even without having the proper recollection on it. Now there seems to be a difference between whether another aid, let's say, is reminding him, or the Baal Din himself. There seems to be more of a chashash, right? Because that's the Gemara saying. The Gemara is talking, it says definitely that one aid could be masked the other aid. And we're not concerned over there that he'll be made, unless he properly remembers. But if it's the Baal Din himself, then there's a chashash that maybe he'll be compelled to be made, even though he doesn't have the proper recollection. And on that thing, Mora says that at Tzuv Rabbonon, we could rely that he knows and he'll be able to discern by himself. So the Gemara is mashma, it's not so much we're not concerned that someone's going to lie, but it's something that you have to see clearly. Right? Sometimes you think you remember. You should remember. Right? So if it's not a tzuv rabbanon, then we're afraid that he'll be made, even though he doesn't have the proper recollection. And he'll be able to be mavchen.
Yeah. And what would cause the person to, let's call up hazy up what he remembers more when the Baal Din is the reminder as compared to someone else.
So what was your term there?
To not be clear what he remembered or misstate what he remembered.
So I thought the pshat was that because it's the Baal Din himself who is pressuring him to be made, so he'll convince himself that he remembers something that he doesn't really.
So the pressure.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, that's
right. That's what the concern is. Is that something which is not? Sometimes. You have to be very, thinking well, sometimes you think that you remember, but you don't really remember.
Well, Baldin has more of an interest in getting you to remember, so he's gonna say, "Of course you remember."
That's what I thought it was.
I think that Tzadka bring him to think that he does remember, as opposed to just being pressured into it.
Right,
his will.
Yeah, yeah. that's what it sounds like from Rashi. That's what it is. Right, it's like some kasefek make masadu. So they, right? It won't be so clear to him his recollection, but not just to lie. Right? So it'll be something which is not definite. So it'll still be within a speaker. Mm-hmm. Right? So if it's not a tzuvah rabbanan, we're concerned that that speaker will become by him. He'll consider that a clarity. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just wanted to see just that gemara there. Right? Okay. We just see this till the end over here. Sok the gemara ki ho. The Rav Ashi, have you deal with Bisadusa the Rav Kano? Rav Ashi knew Edis for Rav Kano. Omale mi dochir mar hay Sadusa. So initially like this. So Rav Kano asked him if he remembered. Omale loy, and on that he told him v'lav hochi v'hochihu. So he reminded him of the story. Omale loy yadana. So at that point, when he mentioned him, he didn't feel that he remembered. The Soif Idkar Rav Ashi, the Soif Idkar, the Soif Idkar Rav Ashi, and Asid Lay. So, in truth, what happened was that he thought about it and he had a proper recollection, and therefore he was made Chazal of Kana Davam Mechasim. So he saw that Rav Kana was wondering on how he was being made, because when he had told him originally, he didn't remember. Right? So it sounds like, so it would look like he was being made only based on what Rav Kana told him. Omale misavis aloch kosamichna nohud ramoi anafshoi v'idkiri. As I'm not relying on you, but I thought about it well, and I have my own personal recollection on it. The Gemara talks about, in the Hemshech HaGemara over here, Romei Alei Afilu Tuva Nam. The Gemara talks about how many years later, based on this mission over here, where it talks about keeping the Rami Alei Afilu Tuva Nami, which Rami Alei Kipshutai would sound like that. Gemara said before that if a person works to remember something, it could even be past the 60 years that Gemara mentions over here. Rashi on this Gemara happens to say something a little bit different. Rashi says, "Aval hocha shasa uhu eid bidavar afil tuva nami samchina sadusa imasid." Right, that Rashi. So that Rashi says something that when the Gemara says "Romei alei," the Gemara doesn't merely mean "Romei alei," but Rashi says that shasa'u eid bidavar. That's the condition, and that's the difference between this and the Gemara before, that if he was designated as an aid on something, then that's therefore that initially when he saw it, he knew that he was being relied on, so that helps him recall it in for a longer period of time. But without that, then we have the limitation of the Gemara. That's what Rashi says. And there's possibly that there's a shayla whether Everyone learns the Gemara like this, right? I believe that is the Beis Yosef asks on that this stipulation is not found in the Paiskim, and possibly that others Taka don't learn the Gemara like that because the Gemara doesn't really stress that point over here. All right, the Gemara just mentions Rami Alei Afilu Tuvanami.
He made a point of remembering, even though he wasn't specifically an aide. That's the way others
mm-hmm,
are
learning. Right.
And that's how, and we're talking here, does somebody have to see something, be a guttle when they see it, in order to be made on it? So and he says, I saw it when I was 8 years old, and now I'm 50.
Right, so that's another point that we saw before, that does not help.
So we're talking about at least a 73-year-old person here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about a lifetime, Okay. So the question is, can somebody...
Mm-hmm.
For 60 years for sure, even without the stipulation, and possibly...
You often find that they remember the things from 60 years ago more than they...
From last week, I hear. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the Gemara, that for those who have the ability to learn these sugyas well, things start over there. And it has a bearing on the Hemshech HaSugyas that we're about to head in right now. Let's see the Mishnah. Okay, I'm going to jump to the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. This Mishnah over here is discussing the conditions of Kiyum. Zok the Mishnah. Zeh Omer Zek Sav Yodi Vizek Sav Yodoi Shol Chaveri. Will be Mekai Mishtar. And one of the Edim... And we'll see actually both of the Eidim, but the Mishnah over here is talking about that one aid, he verifies his own signature. Yeah, that's my signature. And I recognize the other signature on the shtar as the chsima of my friend. So zok the Mishnah that if we have two Eidim on each chsima, then it's good. And there's a requirement of two Eidim on each Chasima, even though the Chosim himself is verifying his own signature. It's not a reason to require any less. We need two Eidim to verify each signature, and therefore, that's why the halacha is like this. Only if we have two. Zek sav yodi vize oimer zek sav yodi tzuchin sav himon acher. If each one is only made on his own chsimba, zokt Rebbe, that's not sufficient. Tzuchin sav himon acher. We need another person that will help us to have two eidim on each chsimba. Divir Rebbe, that's shittas Rebbe. Chachomer me'enen tzuchin sav himon acher. The Chacham hold it's not necessary. The Chacham hold that Kim is accomplished with if the Chosim himself, the person who actually signed that, if he verifies that that's my signature, then he doesn't need someone else. And therefore, it's possible to have a Kim just with two people talking, one on each Chasima. If it's the Chosim himself. So Krashi, Hare Elin Amolim, Dika Trey Sadi, the Misadi Akol Ksav, Uksav. And that's the case of the ratio. In the case of the Sefer, when you only have the person who signed himself verifying his signature, Ebi Hol Tzvichim Tzayf Monache, Sheyake Ksav Gidei Shneihem. We need another person that recognizes both, so whatever it is, one person, two people. But we need the trei sadi b'inim. We need two edim akol ksav u ksav v'tayim mefarish b'gimorim. Now, it's a little interesting over here, right? If you, the time and time for Gemara, you know, if you wanted to know which of the two Shita, you know, needs the explanation, which is more understandable, you know, by Moskva Rishon, I would have thought that Rebbe Shita is the understandable Shita, that, you know, we're coming to verify the signatures, so, you know, you need a item on each of them. Right? Rashi over here says the time mefarish b'gemara on Rebbe Shita, right? Which that one I understood that Shita, right? The news in this Mishnah is the Chachamim Shita, I would think, right? The Chachamim hold that it's masked with one. The Gemara says a whole new idea, which even after the Gemara, it's hard to understand what the Gemara means with that. But, you know, so it's an interesting point.
The Lamaisa, it's the Gemara is giving the reason for Rebbe. I mean, that's right. In other words, the suffix of
the Gemara gives the reason for both. But what I meant to say was is that we generally understand that anything that Rashi mentions to us about in the Gemara, Rashi is usually doesn't. He's not just giving us the how do you call it, what's coming up, it's usually with some a question that you have, so that Rashi will reference the Gemara rather than
right.
So if it's something that really wouldn't bother you, so I would think that Rashi doesn't need to calm you down and tell you that the Gemara discusses that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that was the Ha'orah.
Yeah.
That was the Ha'orah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Zot Gemara, Keshutim Shiloi Ma'al Divri Rebbe, Aksav Yod Nehem Yidin, Vechachom Ma'al Mon, Shubishtahem Yidin. Rashi says, when the Gemara uses this Lashon, Keshutim Shiloi Ma'al, right, what this means is, Keshutam L'Seif Dvorov. Right, that's what that means. Kishtim Tzeloimar means that when one delves into the topic, one will come out, and this is the proper understanding of what the basis of the Machlokes is. Kishtam L'Seif Dvorov. That Rebbe the Kosova al Ksav Yodon Hein Boin Lohoid. So Rashi, Kishem Kaim Hashtabe Bezdin, that when we're talking about the aid himself, when he's coming to be Mekaim Hashtar, what he's doing is that he's being made on the Chsima. The Fikach Tzor Shnaim Al Kol Ksav Uksav. Now the Gemara says is saying as follows: definitely, we need two Edim, right, in order to establish something. Right, so the question is that what are we establishing? What is Bezdin taking out from what they're saying? And depending on what Bezdin is taking out from what they're saying, or what the Gemara calls what they're being made on, that will decide for us at how many Edom do we need? Because it might seem we have two Edom, so if we could join these two together, then that would be sufficient. But that's only if they're made on something common. But if they're made on two different things, right? Then it's just one aid. So then we'll need a second aid. So according to Rebbe, that when two Edom come in and they're verifying their signatures, that is what the Edus is, which that was the point before, that seems to be the simple way of understanding. Yeah, like what else? Right? They're verifying these signatures, so we need to aid them in order to do that. So it's not sufficient just to have these two people, because each chasima needs to aid them. L'divrei chachamim almona shebishtahei meidin. Zok Rashi. Anachnu ra'inu hamilve v'chosamnu. Rashi, at first glance, it sounds like from Rashi that this is what they're doing. they're saying, "Anachnu ra'inu hamilve." We saw the loan that's stated in the shtar, v'chasamnu, and we sign on that. So if this is what they're doing, so that's what it means that they're being made on the monish of shtar. Helcha betray sagi. That's why two is sufficient. We're not going to have another person. We're not going to need each of them to be made on his friend, or you know, to have two edim on each chasim. Now, Rashi would be mashma that this is what they're saying, and therefore, you know, anachnu ina. So, what happens if they don't mention the milveh? If this is what they're saying, see, this needs a little explanation. What does this mean? Right? The chacham ho amonish mishtar hein meiden. I mean, who told them to say this? Right? This is what's necessary.
The way I understood it is not that they were explicitly saying it, is that they're under that the logical extension of them saying that this is our signature implicitly means that.
Okay. Very good. Very good. But now look at this. See, there seems to be a question of how to understand the Rashi. If you look over here in the Tosfos Rid, right, it's printed on the page. You have that over there?
Yeah.
Tosfos Rid. Right, it's a little fine print here. In the Newer Gemaras, they give you like the different masculine, so it's easier to find what's what. It's Uledivre Chachomim Amonash Rishtahim Eden.
I mean, would it be far from Chitim Salomah's Diva Rebbe? Would it be in that area?
It's right after that.
Right after that.
You see that? Right there.
Sorry, what was it? The Diva Chachamim?
Right.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
It's right there. Right, fine. Show me. You have it over there?
Yeah,
So the Tosfos Rid, he says, Diva Chachamim al-Munashtahim i'idin v'harei heim shnaim u'pirish ha-moira. He brings Rashi. Pirush Hamoira, Shehem Zukukin Loimar, it's necessary for them to say, Anachnu Ro'inu Hamilve Vechosamnu. So it would sound like from Tosfos Rid that they're required to say the following. This is what they're saying. And he proceeds to ask on that. It would sound like that. The truth is that if you look in the Ran, we're not going to necessarily ask you to go there. But when the Ran quotes the Rashi, he says it like you said it. Maybe that's how we would have understood it. I'm just quoting to you. You don't have to turn there.
Interesting. The Ikra Nakuda here is whether they actually have to be Zocher. When the star's in front of them, do they actually have to remember
what I was taking at was that it sounds like that. Yeah, well, the first step is that they're explicitly referencing it, right? And therefore, right? Then they have to therefore remember it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what he proceeds to ask on the Rashi. Yeah, I'll just quote for you the Ran and the Rashi, like you understood. Kloimar, kisheha edim atzmon mekaimin chasima yisayin, when the edim themselves are mekaimin chasima, harehin ki ilu oimrim. Not like you're saying. It's as if they were to say, anachnu reinu hamilve v'chasamnu. Right? But you know, whether they're actually saying that or not, I mean, the difference would be, difference would be, you know, if they don't say that, right? And then could we accept them differently, right? It has to do with the Hemshecha Gemara. If we say Hare ki ilu oimrim, so then we can hear better why that's what it always is, because it's not dependent on what they're actually saying. Right? This is what we take out from what they're saying. But if they need to say it, so then, you know, then only if they say that, if they're not saying that, then it wouldn't be, and then there would be room to say that even according to the Shittas Chachamim, then there could be a kiyum chesima which is not on the Mona Shebishtar, which the Hemshecha Gemara becomes a little hard according to that. Mm-hmm. We'll see. About that.
The Ran is like the Tosfos Shvi'it or not like the Tosfos Shvi'it?
The Ran would, if we're understanding properly the Tosfos Shvi'it, that he understands Rashi that they have to explicitly say that. So the Ran says not like that, right? The Ran says that whatever that when they talk about the chasimus, it's ki'ilu that they be made on the Monash
Bishtar. Well, the Tosfos Shvi'it in the Hemshech says even if they don't remember.
So he's arguing on the Rashi. Isn't that what he's doing?
He's arguing on the Rashi.
Yeah, doesn't he say very nearly?
Because towards the end he says that even if they don't remember, but he's arguing on Rashi.
Yeah, no, here. Ve'ena nirali. Right after he quotes the Rashi, right? Ve'ena nirali. He's arguing, right? Shebein shezoyich emayisayif, ubein ein zoyich emayisa. Shifashoch waitis Elo Shemakin Chasimus. Right, is the Machlaikis. So it's non dependent, right? That's what he's. So he's coming, he quotes the Rashi and he argues on it. He's come to argue on the Rashi. Right?
So you're saying that the Ran is explaining Rashi?
Right.
Yeah.
The way that Tosfos Arid himself understands.
That it doesn't matter if they remember or not. It's just ki'il.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Now, the truth is that this really needs an explanation in what this is. I can't. I don't have a proper explanation how to understand why this is so. But let's just try to say, just speak about what the Gemara says, right? Right? The Shittas Chachomim is that we're specifically talking about in a case when the aid himself who signed is being became his chasima. On that, the Shittas Chachomim is, and this is. But definitely what most of Shreim are saying, maybe even Rashi is not saying other than this, it's always understood from what they're saying is that their edus is on mono shebishtar. Now when we say that it's a mono shebishtar, right, like we saw in other Rishonim, right, that it speaks out bein zoichem bein ein zoichem, right? So if they don't remember, how could they be made on the Mona Shebishtar? So the truth of the matter is like this, is that regardless, what we're doing over here is we're really being Mekayim the Shtar. Right? So to say that they are being made on the Mona Shebishtar and as if like we don't have a Kiyim Ashtar, but we don't need a Kiyim Ashtar because we have live Edom in front of us, well, that's L'chor not going to be maspik because we need this to be a milvah b'shtar here, right? The difference between a milvah, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. The difference between a milvah b'shtar, a milvah al peh.
Are you saying that if other people are mekayim the signatures of the edim, so then if other people mekayim the signatures of the edim, everyone agrees. Rabbanan, Rebbe, everyone agrees that it's al chasimus yom.
Right.
Everyone agrees to that.
Right. Right.
So Rabban's chiddush, they're saying that if the eidim themselves are mekayim their own shtar, they're no longer somehow being mekayim their signatures. They're doing more than that.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Or maybe different than that, right? Because it's not even inclusive, right? In what they're doing, right?
Well, that would be a chiddush according to Rabban. Why would kiyum shtars be different? Whether who's the one who's mekayim the signatures?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what you're asking is one of the questions in understanding this idea of mandar shebishtar. Right? Why is it Monash Abishtar? And we'll see in a minute. Let's see this Tosfos. Tosfos mentioned like this: Aksav Yodin Hemi'iden Nire Dil Rebbe Afilu Oirim Beferish Demi'iden Amonash Abishtar. According to Rebbe, even if they would explicitly say that would be made on Monash Abishtar, Choshev Ki'ilu Me'iden Aksav Yodin.
Do they have to say that's our signature?
Yeah, I mean.
Because he says they said beferish midan amash v'shtar. He doesn't mention they say ksav yadenu who's there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought he meant with that with what the ksav yadon.
Does he say that? Is that what he's saying? Because it's beferish to midan amash v'shtar.
So what are they saying? We saw this loan, but we never signed this document?
They're not talking about their signatures. They get up.
Well, I thought the giving over here is that there's a verification of the signatures. And the question is, what does that do? What does Bezdin hear from that? So that's what Tosfos is saying, that even if they're explicitly giving over that information,
in addition to them saying, Ksav Yadenu, who's there?
Right. So chen l'rabbonon, afilo imen behedyo to aksav yodan he meiden. Even if they specifically say, right, that's definitely over here. That's what this means. They're saying ksav yodan, and they say that in our saying ksav yodan, our intention is just to be made on the chasima itself, it's also amonu shebishtar. And Tosfos brings a raya right to that. We'll see the Gemara what the raya is. And so Tosfos tells us that there's a raya from the Gemara that what's happening over here is really not adjustable. Right? One can't change it. According to Rebbe, that it's always an edus on the chassimis themselves, and according to the chachamim, it's an edus on the monash b'shtar.
That's like the Tosfos Rid said himself. Is that similar to what the Tosfos Rid himself says?
Tosfos Rid, is that his point right here? Yeah, would sound like right. That's what he's saying. In the Hemshech Hadvorim, Rabbi Yisrael, Afi Shezoichem Halvo Umeiden Oleho, Afil Hochi Aksav Yodem Meiden. Now he points out that Shem Lo Yikaimu Achsimo Havale Milva Alper.
Then you can't clap for Mishabdi.
Votav Mishabdi. Or it could be negated to a Tainus Paraiti.
Well, that was Eliyahu's case. That was the case you were saying, yes?
What's the case of Prophet?
No, where they say it's we there was a loan, but it's not our signature, and it's like a no val pe.
They don't say anything about the signature. They don't talk about the signature. They say we remember this loan. We were made that this loan took place. We were eating on this loan.
Okay.
They don't say a word about the signature.
Okay. I assume Dayson's going to ask them, but okay, and they have a star right there. Yeah. I think you leave something out that's obvious. I guess you're kind of saying it's not, right?
Now over here, right? We're dealing with a star, and being that we're dealing with a star, that's why the Tosfos read is saying that it's not relevant whether they remember or not. Means like this, is that what's happening over here is kipshuta. I mean, we're using the shtar. There is somehow a kiyum shtoris is coming out from this. According to the Rabbanan sheet, it's not that we're disregarding the shtar and we're using the edus Alpe. So even when we say Amonish Bishtar Hey Meiden, that's just how this Edis is coming through. But nevertheless, there is a Kiyum Shtoros which comes out over here, and at the end of the day we have a Shtar to work with, and therefore the advantages and of a Shtar are in place.
Can collect from the Kufas.
Yeah. Now exactly how that works, right? How that works is needs to be explained, but I think that what's happening is that's what's happening over here. So this sugya is a sugya of shtar, and therefore it, that's why it's not relevant to the conditions that we had in the previous sugya of remembering and not remembering, right? Now let's see the Gemara. So now the Gemara says as follows: asks the Gemara Pshita. So the Gemara Pshita, what is when the Gemara speaks out? The Gemara is establishing the basis of the Machleik. Is Zot Gemara Pshita? That's partial. That is the Machleik. So why is it necessary to speak that out? Pshita.
Doesn't seem so pashut to me.
Yeah, that's right. Figure out the pshat.
I never would have figured it out on my own. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Zotmai as follows. The reason why the Gemara is making a point is because of follows. Mal the same, Rabbi Spukum is Safgale. The Zotmai, that the point that the Gemara is stressing is that according to Shita's Rebbe, the Rebbe requires two Edim. On each Chasima, one should not think that Sfukim is Safkalei, that Rebbe really is Mesupik, whether Achsim is Sedeim, Rebbe made or Almona Shabashtar.
The Lashon of the Mishnah, Ela Neman Adam Lomar Zek Sav Yadi. It sounds like it's a Nemanis that somebody's believed to say this is Sav Yadi. It sounds like it's a Nemanis. It doesn't sound like it's because he's being made on Manash Bishtar, not on his Chasima. The words from the Mishnah. Doesn't it sound that way?
Okay. Nem Adon Leimar Zek Sav Yodi.
What does that mean? According to the way we're explaining, it's nothing to do with Neman Adam Lomar Zek Sav Yadi. It's because they're being made on something else.
Well, that's really the explanation, I would say, right? It seems to be like this, that there is no way of understanding why that should be so. In other words, the Gemara is a step after you, Kishatim Seloima, right? When you think properly into this. So to translate the Mishnah simply, that that if one is made on his own chasima, that should give him some kind of power that he doesn't need to aid, and there's no reason why that should be. So there must be something else going on over here. That definitely we need two Edim. So the only reason why it would be sufficient for each person to be made on his own chasima is because at some point we have the tziruf of two Edim.
So then it's not really neman adam lomas ex taviyadi.
Well, there's a neman by himself, I think, is what the Mishnah means. That a person is believed on his own to say that
without a second person.
Right, I think that's what the lashon of the Mishnah means.
Uh-huh. I mean, could you say that according to the Rabbanan, it's really like he's just continuing his original edus, as opposed to when you bring two edim that this is his signature, it's a new edus. He was an aide to the Maisa, and they're an aide to the signature.
Right, right.
Well, when he comes, it's like he's just really continuing. He's like, it's easier to say if he actually remembers. But let's say even if he doesn't remember, but he's still saying it's like one, because he's that same person, he's just really continuing the same age.
There's a Rashi before that says like you. It says that the Haggadah is at the time of the Kiyum of the Shtaris. Uh-huh. And therefore, if Tochi de Dibur, he says, I was Katan, because the Haggadah takes place at the time of the Kiyum Shtaris, and he says that Tochi de Dibur, with the Pesha Aser, that's when the Haggadah takes place. So that's similar to what you're saying.
Right. Does it help with your problem with the language here?
is what I just said, is that correct? Just tell me, I don't know.
Yeah, and I hear the Rashi. Okay. I'm going to get involved in that right now.
Okay, go back to the shiur you were saying.
The back is over there, passively. Let's just get this piece of Gemara over here, because Gemara tells us a new aloch over here. So talking like this, right? The Gemara says that the reason why the Gemara is stressing that the Machlokes is even though says the Gemara that that's Pashut, that we're coming to exclude a possibility that according to Rebbe, that Rebbe's not definite in what he's saying. It's Spooky Misafkele. Rebbe's Misupik that how do we view when the Edim themselves are made on the Chasimis, the Mistapik whether they be made on the chesimus or they be made on the money shebishtar, and it's a chumra that he's requiring two edim on each chesima because of the possibility that it's on al chesimus yidein hemeidin. However, that if it would be relevant, a situation where the chumra would be otherwise, with its sad chumra would be that amonu shebishtahem edim, and then we'd have to be soivel that chumra. That's what would come out according to this, and the Gemara is going to explain what that chumra possibly is, and therefore says the Gemara that the Gemara is stressing that Rebbe Shita is that achsim isden hemidin bein lahokah bein lahachmir. Now we could talk, I think we could talk without speaking out yet what the nafk mean is, since we learned the Gemara. And just in the Pshat over here, let's just speak something through. That the Gemara tells us that the reason why we're stressing the Machlokeshtim Salam, what the Machlokes is because one could have thought a little bit differently, not a different explanation for Shita's Rebbe. Definitely the two stodim over here of what one is doing when the Chosin himself is Mekayim is Chasim, but definitely one of these two things. That's what it is. There is no other tzad. No, no. What the one is saying is that one might have thought that Rebbe, it's not definite in Shitas Rebbe, this halacha of Aksim Sedein. And if it was definite, or Ali Demis, it is definite, it's Bein Lahokba Lahachmir. But if it wasn't definite, then he's Mesopuk, and therefore he would go to Chumra on each account, and when it will be relevant to Chumra, so he will be Chayish for the Tzad that Achsim Sidein Hem Eden, like in the Mishnovi, and therefore require two Chasimas on each, two Eidim on each Chasima. But were it to be a chumrah the other way, then you know he would be choshish that someone should be shtahen meitin k'matmon. Now, in the pshat and the gemara, I guess you could ask yourself that you know, in as much as there's such a tzad to think that maybe he's sfukim saplis, how do we know otherwise? Right? You know, if that's something that the gemara has to speak out for us, right? Right? So how do we take a note? Who told the Bali HaGemara that he's taka definite and he'll go lahokel in that other account bein lahokel right bein lahokel bein lahachmir.
It comes out though that it's still pashut in the end according to the Chachamim. The pshita according to the Chachamim remains. It's only we needed to even speak it out according to Rabbi, but according to the Chachamim, it's pashut that it's not marashu b'shtayim vina. Even though our partner, our bigger chiddush than Rabbi, because they're saying that Kim Shtaris is different when the person himself is being behind his own signature, the Eidim themselves, but still, that's pashut, and that remains pashut. We don't change that. Right. We wouldn't not have needed even to say it according to the Chacham. Okay, so let's just speak at this point, which I think we mentioned. This is a general
Derech Halimud thing. Is that you know, in as much as you know our the way we think and you know what's, but we always have to step out a little bit and just establish things in the eyes of the Gemara and by that token maybe even set our standards, etc. So the Gemara, even though this concept of being made amona shebishtar is something which to us is definitely something new. Maybe we don't even understand it even after we thought about it many times. But in Achanami, it seems to be that to the Gemara doesn't sound like it's something which is so much of a chiddush, right? So you know. That could be. You know what's posh to the Gemara doesn't necessarily have to be posh to us. When what's not posh to us doesn't mean that it has to be a chiddush to the Gemara. That's you know an important point.
It seemed to me that meaning because I thought the point of the Gemara was that because the Mishnah shows the Chumrah of Rebbe and the Chachamim argue on that. That's why they're saying if Rebbe was Mesupuk, he would have said the Chumrah in both directions. But because he only says the Chumrah in this direction, that's how we know that he's not Mesupuk.
Okay.
And with the Chachamim also, that you know that they don't hold
The
Chachamim, the other way.
The Chum, like we said before, the Chum are going Lekula, so obviously they're sure, right? Yeah. Because, you know, you can't be Mekel. Yeah. You can't be Mekel Misofik. Right. So only the one who's being machmir could possibly be like that. And what you're saying, right, is a good thought that the hachra of the Gemara is that if Rebbe would be safkaleis, then he really should argue on both cases, right? We should have the other case also him talk about and show that he's choshish. For Manusha Mishtar, there. I hear that. Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's just take a couple minutes just to talk about this other halacha that the Gemara talks about. The Gemara discusses a case where it'll come out that the edus on Manusha Mishtar will be a chumrah. let's see it in a few lines later. The Omar Rav Yehuda Marav Shnai Machsum Al Hashtar Umei Secher Mehen. Okay, so we have a star signed by two Eidim. One Eid, Meis, at the point L'chayr is that he's not here. He's not here to be Mekayim it. So we have in front of us, we have one of the two Eidim, and the second Eid is not here. And what we have to verify the signatures is that we have another person who knows the signature not only of the mace, but he also knows the signature of the person of the other aide who's alive, and the living aide is also recognizes the signature of his friend. So theoretically, we really have two aidim on each chasima over here, if the need would be. So zok the gemara like this: shnayim from hashtar, meis echor mehen, tsrichin shnayim min hashuk lahoid olav. Zok the gemara that we'll need shnayim min hashuk to be made on the mace, meaning to say that even though the living aid recognizes his friend that's signed on the shtar with him, but he can't participate in the kima of the shtar, and we need to have two other eidim. Bezu Rebbe Lekula v'Rabbanan Luchumra. In this case, Rebbe, Shitas Rebbe, who holds that they're not being made amonish b'shtar, rather than were being made on the chasimis, Rebbe is Lekula v'Rabbanan Luchumra. Now the Gemara, a few lines up, speaks it out as follows. Let's see it there. Ahecha the mischad minayu liboy shnayim nashuk b'hoylov. The imkain konofik nichi rivad b'moyna apun dechad sadom. The issue is as follows. The Pasuk Rashi tells us that the Pasuk says that Afishlaim Edim Tsyakum Dover, and Chazal learned from over there that the Edus has to be that the totality of the Edus is split, that each Aid is only being made on half, not more than half. If you have a
it could be less than half?
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Right? If you have a situation where one aid is the koyecha aidus is 3/4 coming from him, so that's not fulfilling the api shnayim aidim yakum davar.
How do you see that from that pasuk?
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Shnayim who are equal, maybe.
I don't know. Let's just see what it says over here, right? In this situation, why is it that you don't have the Edus is not sheared between the two Edim equally? Is as follows, that being that halacha is that when an Ed is made on his own signature, so he's made on Manashe B'Shtar. So if we have the aid who's alive, he's being made on his chasima. So we don't need anything else other than just him, because he's made on the Manashe B'Shtar. So we have one aid on the Manashe B'Shtar. Now
we only have one aid on Manashe B'Shtar.
Okay, we're going to get there in a second. All right, 1 second. Right? Now we need to be mekayem the second chasima. So who's being kind of second chasima? So once again, this aid himself is participating in the kiyum of the other aid, him and someone else. that there's no manush of shtar being that the that the eid himself is not being made on this, it's two people other than the eid himself. Right, so this everyone holds that this is going be made on the chesima itself. And now that they created a kiyum on that chesima, so now that chesima will be made on the manush of shtar. Now, what's coming out?
Is made on the Manash Bishtar?
Yeah.
So you have the live aid is being made on Manash Bishtar by himself, together with the Chasima and the dead aid after it was Kim Shtaris?
Yeah. Right. But the problem over here is that the establishing of the dead aid in order for him to be made on Manash Bishtar is being done by Edekim, and he is one of the two. So that's what more means that this aid is. The total of this Eidus is being accomplished in, Mark calls it, Gimel Rivi, right? Or Mark calls it, it's three quarters, or it's Nichi Riva de Memoina, Apum de Chad, just one quarter, that he's accomplishing everything except one quarter. So that's why, in such a case, then we wouldn't be able to accept such an edus. But says the Gemara that this is totally in the two shittas, the Chachamim and Rebbe. This is only a problem according to the shittas of Chachamim that you made on the Manush HaBishtar. Because according to Rebbe, that you're not made on Manush HaBishtar, so then he himself, even though he's been made on his Chasima, it's not sufficient. He needs a second aid. So therefore, each... So he's not being made on more than half, even if he would be made to be made on both chasimas, because he's only accomplishing half of the edus of the chasimas. We need another two edim that to be made on the chasimas. So that's why he wouldn't be doing more than half. Only according to the shitas chacham, that money is made on manush b'shtar. So therefore, he takes care of that whole half by himself, and now he's also participating in half of the edus on the second chasima. So that's the problem, that you don't have that pishnaim edim according to the conditions that the Torah requires.
Well, according to Rebbe, if they're made on the chasima, so there's two edim made on the first chasima, two edim made on the second chasima. After we have the two edim being made on each chasima, then we say the edim that sign the shtar are then. The edus, their signatures as being made on Manush HaBishtar. That's the mechanics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once you verify the chesimis themselves are always made on Manush HaBishtar.
The chesimis are made on Manush HaBishtar, and then you're just verifying the chesimis. So he agrees at the end of the day that the signatures are being made on
Manush HaBishtar. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But it's not, even the one who signed it himself, if he's standing here and telling us that's my signature, he's not at that moment being made on Manush HaBishtar. He's been made on a signature, but eventually his signature will be made on Manush HaBishtar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I understood is that, according to Rebbe, since he's only half of the Eidus on his, right, so that's a quarter there, and he's half on the other one, so therefore he's not above, right? He's
right.
Half in total. Not going back to the original signatures, but his edus on the chasimas equals only half the total edus.
Right. I was that different than what was mentioned before?
I think Eliyahu is going back to,
but
the
in order to
of the.
That's just how at the end of the day how it works, but I don't think he was saying that in order to give us the proper halves.
Oh, okay.
I understand the same way as you just said.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was now, just speaking out that it's a two-step process.
Now, yeah, okay. Now let's speak out like this. So what will be necessary over here? So the problem just is that if the current aide who's verifying his signature, if he helps to verify the other signature, that'll be a problem. So that on that thing, Morris says that what we're going to require to have to have that he should not participate in being mekayim the other chasima, and we'll need two other eidim to verify the other signature.
Which is the halacha according to the chachamim?
Which is that a question or a statement?
right.
That's what we're saying. Now, in this case over here. I just wanted to point out, I think, something that you mentioned before. So in this case, what we're going to have over here is we're going to have three Edom. We have three Edom over here, which are...
The two on the mace are each giving a quarter, and then giving less than half.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I find it interesting, forgive me for bringing this up, I find it interesting that the Gemara doesn't have a problem with the fact that One is going according to the Manu Shavishtar, and the other is Tasimus. The Rabbanim don't seem to have a problem with that. Okay, so they don't have a problem with it. I have to accept that. Okay.
I think Art Skull in his notes sort of mentioned it because it's a Din Rabbanim, so. Oh. He was bothered by that.
There is a discussion in the Rishonim, right? You'll see whether this question bothers you or not. The Gemara later on talks about such a thing by the Dayanim, right?
The Dayan?
Yeah, right. So the Gemara over there talks about.
That's what the Arshul says, by the way.
My dekamasid sada loikamasid dayan.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right. So this is right. You know, usually things don't start with the Arshul. Usually coming from the Rishonim.
There was something before Arshul.
Yeah.
Rashi didn't get it from the Arshul.
Yeah. So this is Rishonim. We can look in the Rashi to see, you know, whether that question, whether it's an acceptable question. Right, but that's heading to weird. I think where you're going. Yes. Let's speak at the Hemshech HaGemara here. Okay. So we just saw the Gemara that what if we have the ability. So in such a case that we can't have the aid who's being verified, his own signature being made on the other signature, and therefore we need to have two separate aidim to do that. Right? That's the chumrah that comes out according to... Now let's just speak this out. That's a chumrah that the Shittas Chachamim are going to have. Now, according to Rebbe, right, we're going to need two Edim on the chesima of the Chai. So let's just speak this through. Even though according to Rebbe, seeing Rebbe is the cooler, right? So you can have two. So one might question. That so if that's true, even according to Rebbe, you're going to have two chasimas on the chai. Once you have two chasimas on the chai, definitely the one who's being made on the chai, who's not the signer, he's being made on the chasima itself, right? So in that situation, maybe even according to the chachamim, you'll have being made on the chesima, to weigh them on the chesima. So that's what Rashi speaks out, and that's
even if a second aid is made on the chai, we don't need him.
Very good.
We don't need him. He doesn't count. He's not part of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And right. We're left with right. Just the chai being mikayim.
I'm manush b'shtar. Right. This is manush b'shtar. Right. Right. And that's kipshutish. Is what the raya. What the Rai is, the taste brings Rai maybe from the Gemara later on. But already at this point in the Chor, we have the Raya in the Shittas Chachamim that you don't have the choice, right? Because in that case of there, let's just say that in this case, I won't be made on Manu Shavishtar, right? And I'll be made on the Chesima just like this other Eid is, and that way we'll have two Eidim here and two Eidim there. Right, so that's where you see that according to the Shittas Chachamim, it's always being made on the Manu Shavishtar. Mm-hmm. Right?
Only when the Eid himself is being Mekayim his own signature.
Right, yeah, that's the given, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Very good. Okay. That's the thing over. That's what Rashi mentions. So that so therefore the this other aid over here is really superfluous. He's not doing anything because he himself can't do anything, and the other aid is being made on the Manasseh Bishtar. Okay. Zoltimor, let's just speak at this. Let's next couple of shuras anymore. The more over here mentions, and this opens up another sugya over here. Let's see the more. Zoltimor like this. Vileka trei elechad mai. So what should we do if we don't have two edim on the other on the signature on the chesim of the mess? So we need the chai to be made on the chesim of the mess. But the problem is, if he's made on himself, on his own, and he's on Mendez, so we're not going to have Alpishnai made him. We're not going to have the proper Eidus. So what's the Eitzah? Right. So tomorrow, Rabbi, Lichtev Chsimis Yodei Achaspa, V'shod L'Lebed B'Veidina. What we should do is like this, that he should prepare for us his Chasima, that we could use it to compare. That this was mentioned before, this idea of Dimin Chasimis, that's also a way of verifying a signature. This is a little new innovation of that. Right? We discussed
Is the Bezdin the one that's like being Mekayim the Shtar then?
Mm-hmm. Right. So he's just giving a sample, right? But he's not actually being made on his chasima, right? So that's what we're capturing over here. What could be done is that he could give us a sample of his chasima. We see that it's his chasima. Right, so we know that that's what it is, and if it matches up to the chesim on the shtar, then we're, like you're saying, we're going to be making that kim, that'll be a kim of dimin chesimus, which was mentioned in the Mishnah before.
We don't need him at all for his own signature.
Right, that's what we're trying to accomplish. Right, precisely. So we're getting through him a way to verify his signature, but he himself is not verifying his signature. It's
and
not through
only
his own.
We have a quarter. He's a quarter together with the guy from the shuk on the mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So once that's so he's not being made on his chasima. We don't have the manasseh b'shtar over here, and therefore he could be made with the other one, right, on the other chasima. That's what the Gemara says, and then the Gemara mentions over here in the Hemshech HaGemara that this that Abaye mentioned that you should write a chaspa, it was bedafka. Bedafka a chaspa.
If they're both alive, could both Edom write their signatures on a chaspa and show it to the Bezdin and Bezdin be mekayem
it, and that's it? Yeah. I think so, yeah.
So they don't have to be made, that's ksav yadam, and they don't...
According to the Tosfos Rid's explanation of Rashi, why would this whole thing be necessary? Right?
No, you're right. That would be a question. Mm-hmm. 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 If that was necessary, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. Now this is a point, Taka, that you're saying that you mentioned. Let's just speak this out. According to Rebbe, that they made on the chesimus. So therefore, if all we have lefanenu is the chesim themselves, so lechor, then it wouldn't be sufficient to be mekayim the shtar, because we need and we need two edim on each one.
If they don't know each other,
on both, each one can be made on both.
No, but let's say they don't know the others.
Right.
If
they don't know the others, then they can write on the chesim.
Oh, right. Very good. Right. So that would be. That would be an Eitzah, right? Exactly. That could be that would also help, right? So theoretically, right, that even according to Rebbe, you don't necessarily need two, right? Only if you're working along that line. If you're stuck, so you have the same idea that you could use the dimin chesimus.
And just coming back to Shlomo's said, meaning if they would. I mean, it doesn't work with Rashi, just speak out, because if they would just come and say, we're being made on our chasima, and we don't remember, we don't remember the mana, then the chora doesn't, it wouldn't help. And Rashi, the way we're learning Rashi, learn Rashi, they have to say that they're Zocher. So if they would say they're not Zocher, then they'd be made on the Chasima, and
right.
You would need to come onto the Chasma.
Right. Okay. Right.
And that's the Raya that Tosfos.
So Tosfos grew out of. Right. Tosfos brings the Raya from the Chasma, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what Tosfos brings the Raya from this point, at this point in the Gemara. Mm-hmm.
What's the Raya?
Tosfos says that you wouldn't need the Chasma, right? What we could just do is let them just specifically be made on the chesima, right? Not on the monashe b'shtar. Tosfos bring a raya in the shitas rabbonon that on all accounts they're always going to be made on the monashe b'shtar. It's always going to.
They don't have a choice.
Right. It's always going to be translated into monashe b'shtar. The top Tosfos.
Right. But it's the end. It's the last line or two.
Mm-hmm. Right, first Tosfos speaks that in Rebbe, right, and then he says in the Rabbon, and the Raya that he brings is in the Rabbonon Shita, and I believe the Marshal says that what Tosfos means to say, even though he doesn't have a Raya directly in Shita's Rebbe, but once he establishes it with the Raya in the Rabbonon Shita, so Mistama Rebbe also agrees that. Right, what your Adis is, it is what it is.
Uh-huh. At some point, I guess you can defer this question, but I mean, the Rambam just seems to argue on this.
Yeah. So
how you think he answers this question?
Okay. Yeah, right. So I was sort of alluding to the Shita of Rambam, which is a whole different way of understanding, right? It really starts from that first Gemara that we mentioned, yeah. Right? And in Achanan, right? Right?
You can't get to it.
But
Tosfos holds that Rebbe Shita is even if the Eidim remember the Manash B'Shtar, they're still being made on the Kiyam.
Yeah.
And the Chachamim hold even if they don't remember the Manash B'Shtar, they're still being made on the Manash B'Shtar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm.
What?
Right. Okay, I think we'll hold over here for now, okay?
And the Rambam doesn't agree with that.
what does the Rambam say?